Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Judge Dad Verdicts, also known as McMillan and Morrow.
I just made that up.
I know. I'm Sean McMillan. This is Rich Morrow, my co-host. And you have tuned in to the sublime, the ridiculous, the absurd, the funny, the silly.
All of that.
All of that. We have shown up today to give you some of the more interesting stories that give you a sense of humanity, all that we're capable of.
Or the lack of.
Or the lack thereof. Thank you for that. See, that's why we're McMillan and Morrow.
You sound like a law firm.
Okay.
We kind of are.
As long as McMillan comes before Morrow, I'm okay. So, Rich, what you got? What do you got for me today? Come on. Give me this.
So, today we're going to start off overseas. I feel like we've kind of been doing that a little bit lately. We're going to go over to Oxford. Did you know that they do a word of the year every year?
First of all, I've been to Oxford University.
Yeah. Did you know they do a word of the year?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
I was really surprised to hear that that was a thing. But can you guess what the word of the year this year was?
No, go just give it to me.
Which is kind of funny now that I think about it, too, because it's more than one word, so I don't know how that works either. The winning word this year was goblin mode.
Goblin mode.
Yes. Can you have any idea? Do you have any idea what that could possibly mean?
It sounds like something somebody from your generation came up with.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because that my generation, we're not sitting around coming up with dumb things like goblin mode. I mean, we messed up the planet, but we're not doing goblin mode.
You guys are just being goblins instead of... All right. So, the term is a slang
term. Wait, did you just call me a goblin?
No. I'm just saying. But listen, it's a slang term that's used. And I'm honestly surprised that this is the word of the year, first of all, because I've never even heard it before until now. But two,
it's so popular you've never heard of it.
I'm like, wow. And the fact that it won by a landslide, I'm talking about 93% of the total was this. And the other, what is it? I think it was, can't tell the percentage, but there was 14,000 votes for Metaverse in second place, which I feel like would be a lot more relevant than goblin mode. But it means, goblin mode is a slang term that unapologetically means being, you know, your lazy or greedy self or, you know.
It's being a bum.
Not just being a bum. It's almost like being a reckless, wild bum, you know?
What is a reckless, wild bum?
Where just anything goes. You're in goblin mode.
No, I've never heard of this. And Oxford University?
This is Oxford we're talking about. The Oxford.
This is why.
This is according to BBC.
This is why you should go to Harvard. This sounds like something Yale and Oxford would come up with, okay?
I've heard terms like beast mode, you know, in sports.
So it means being recklessly lazy and bummy.
And greedy.
Mm-hmm. And that equates to being a goblin.
Yeah, I mean, there's another term that goes around in America called demon time. I don't know if you've heard that.
No,
people refer to it as like after dark hours.
No, I can't demon
like that. But
see, this is the devil. Goblins and demons is of the devil. Y'all need to stop this, okay? I rebuke all of this. All of this, I rebuke. Okay. Well, I got to take spiritual authority today.
You might need it in today's day and age, though. I'm not gonna lie. And as COVID restrictions, you know, started to ease up, the term continued to grow as people realized that they didn't want to go back to the way of life that they were living before. So they invented this term, goblin mode, where it's like, you know what? Forget that. I'm just gonna live in goblin mode. This new generation, man.
Listen. Here's the wisdom. You ready?
Yep.
Just because you call it something else,
don't mean that it's any better.
Doesn't mean that the content of the thing they're in is any different, okay?
I agree.
You guys are not so special and wonderful. I'm talking about your generation. Not so special and wonderful.
I mean, I would like to think that I'm in the tween above this generation. There's one.
Yeah, you kind of are.
I'm right above them.
You kind of are. Yeah. Okay. The generation that's beneath a little bit beneath you.
Yeah.
I'm all for words. Mm-hmm. You know, I love language, but it's being a bum.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Just because you call it goblin mode doesn't mean it's any different than what, you know, people before us called it. You're being a bum.
Scary? 93%? There's that many people out there
that want to be bums.
Well, I want to be a bum a lot of days, too, don't I?
Yeah, I was about to say, those people up here act like we don't have
thought about
days.
That. I saw the wheels start turning at the same time.
I was like, should I lie or should I tell the truth? Which one will set me free?
Ooh, that light bulb went off.
Yeah, sure. I was like, well,
if we could.
Yeah, I'm not against being a bum. I'm just saying you ain't special because you came up with it. But get back to the point, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised at Oxford.
Yeah, me too.
That this would be the word of the year. Yeah, a word definitely. That neither of us have heard of.
Yeah.
You heard of this word, Tyler?
I've heard of being sparrow, which is another
thing. Okay, that's enough time. He's too much, right? Feral.
How many people out there know what feral means?
I've heard of being feral. Nope, no more throwing to you. but here's the point. You know, we come up with things that describe us.
For sure.
Be careful what you accept as a description.
As an identity. For
because
yourself,
what you call a thing is what a thing becomes. Mm. And I wouldn't let anybody call me a damn goblin.
Yeah.
I don't care how much of a bum.
I didn't say that, by the way.
No, I know you didn't.
They're going to cut that out of the.
No. I'm sorry. I'm not being pejorative in your direction. I'm just saying, you know, just because somebody else came up with the definition doesn't mean you should try to fit yourself into it.
I agree.
How about that?
Yeah, no. That's...
How about that? What camera? How about that?
How about that?
I'm just saying, you know, it doesn't describe me. I reserve the right to describe myself. I reserve the right to come up with my own labels, and you're never going to see me telling my boss, I'm in goblin time. My boss would be like, what
goblin
the
goblin mode.
Mode. He'd be like, what the mode hell is that? Bad. He'd be like, how about you unemployed?
now you're in unemployed mode.
Like Jake's like, you're unemployed. Anyway.
Oh, that was a fun one to start off with. Speaking of fun.
That was good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, we're going to stay overseas. According to CBS, this is in Paris, by the way. A man was fired for failing to be fun at a function at work. And he didn't want to participate in some of the events that included drinking. And
it sounds like me. He sounds exactly. Is this story about me? Because I often don't want to participate
in none of that.
None of the best.
None of the social activities.
Get to the point.
Well, he was fired for what his employer called professional incompetence after he refused to participate in these activities, which I feel like is kind of messed up because not everybody, you don't go to work to be social.
Yeah, wait a minute now. This guy has a case.
Yeah, I think he has a case.
He ought to come to my courtroom.
Yeah. And they said, you know, ultimately the court ruled that he couldn't be terminated for his failure to be fun.
Hello.
Because he's entitled to his freedom of expression.
Hello.
You know, and if he wants to sit on the sidelines while people drink and.
No, I got it from here. No, I got.
My bad, Judge.
Let me tell y'all something. if I come to your little function, the fact that I showed up is an accomplishment. Don't expect me to have fun, to be leading the conga line. I'm not leading no conga line. You know what I'm saying to you?
No. I pay you for that.
No, I'm not. Well, there is an amount of money you can pay me. I got to tell the truth.
Unless it comes with a bonus.
If it comes with a bonus, I will be leading the conga line. It's
McMillan. It's all trade line, too.
But under normal circumstances, I guess I don't understand why they felt that they had a case to bring.
And they fired him.
That you would fire somebody for not being social at the little party.
It must have been a really aggressively unsocial. How that is possible, I have no idea. But it sounds kind of wild. And, you know, it's a fundamental freedom. That's what they ended up ruling, that it's under the labor and human rights laws that you have to be
nobody
able to
can make
yourself.
Nobody can make you be fun.
Make you have fun?
You know, do you know how many husbands and wives would be suing each other?
Oh, man, that's hilarious. You know,
I hereby divorce you because you are no damn fun.
The divorce rate would definitely go up.
It would triple.
Yeah, I don't even know if it can triple at this point.
Well, that's another great point, which we will discuss on another show. But here's the wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
That some people's expectations of other people are so unrealistic,
yeah,
and so subjective, and so pejorative, and so mundane, and so banal,
yeah,
that and selfish that you would think that you had the right
to
project your expectations on other people. If people decide, here it is, if people show up, they have the right to show up the way they show up.
Mm-hmm. What do they say? Come as you are.
That's what they say. They say it in church, but they don't mean it.
They don't mean it.
They don't mean it.
Man. They don't mean that. Come on. We need more of that. We need more of that. Let's go into a feel-good story. What you think?
All right.
Feel-good story. We're going to take it up to San Francisco. According to KRON, a San Francisco native has a goal of completing. He's about to be a 30-year-old, just like me. He wants to complete 30 acts of kindness before his 30th birthday. So he's been going around the city doing a bunch of different random acts of kindness, which I have a friend back home that does something very similar to this, but he's done things like individually package over 100 care boxes and things
like that. Real quick question, just to be clear. These aren't the only act of kindness he's ever done, right?
I mean, I hope not.
Because my mind went to, I'm not impressed that over 29 years, you've done nothing. Like, I don't.
Maybe he's always been doing it, but I guess maybe it's just something that recently he
right,
made as a goal.
In lieu of his 30th birthday, was mm-hmm. 30. Okay. Yeah, that makes me feel better.
In a few months, he'll be 30.
Because
so,
I like, you've been narcissistic for 29 years.
For 29 and a half.
You're like, you're not fit to be 30. I want to see Jesus before.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some kindness.
I'm going to do something good.
I'm not impressed, bro.
Yeah. It doesn't give us much.
But let me say this. You know you can do the right thing for the wrong reason.
Oh, of course.
And still go to hell.
That's deep. That got real deep.
I got deep. I'm just saying. Go ahead. I cut you off.
That's like when you walk in, you know, in a pool and it just drops off to the deep end and you don't realize.
It's true. You can do the right thing for the wrong reason and still end up in a hot place.
The right thing for the wrong thing. That's good. Yeah. That's good. I like that. But, you know, salute to him because he's doing things like, you know, taking care packages to middle school teachers and, you know, for firefighters and making gourmet desserts for people and things like that that never have probably had much of that. So, you know, if he's doing it, you know, in the form of charity and
I think it's great.
I think it's great too.
I think it's great. I think that we can never get enough kindness.
Yeah.
And we can never get enough compassion. We have too much niceness though.
Yeah, you think?
Niceness is a problem.
When rooted in...
That's the problem. Niceness isn't rooted in anything.
Yeah.
It's a performance. Kindness and compassion, those are qualities
those are the
of
real
the soul.
Okay.
They emanate from inside. They don't need a response. They don't need a reaction. Yeah. They don't need a thank you. You do it because that's who you are and it's what you're aspiring to become.
Yeah.
Niceness says, didn't I do something nice for you?
What are you going to give me in return?
Right.
Yeah.
Say thank you. Give me a smile. Bend over. Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, whatever it is. Niceness is transactional.
I feel that.
And it's to me, it's I'm not knocking it, right?
For
I'm just saying if we had to have a hierarchy of moral aspirations,
nice is not at the top.
It's not at the top.
But kindness and compassion.
I tell people all the time, I'm not nice.
You ain't got to tell me that. You saying it like I didn't know for a second. I know.
You know that we all on TV, right?
I'm letting everybody know so you can have a heads up if you ever meet him. He's not nice, but he is kind.
I'm good. Why is that
what?
Funny?
What?
No, I'm not good at anything. I'm good. I'm a good person.
You are a good person.
Well, I don't like to laugh.
I'm laughing at you just because you crack me up.
See, there's going to be some cussing on this podcast real soon. Camera, okay. I'm not nice. I'm a good person. And the difference is I don't always feel like being bothered, but if you're in trouble, I'm going to help you. Bam!
I can stand behind that. Okay. He made up for it. He made up for it.
What's that thing people do?
I don't know. The shrug. Shoulder shrug.
I don't know.
That's the Jordan shrug.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that what they got it for?
Yeah. MJ after he hit a big shot.
Okay. That was a big shot for me.
Yeah. That was good. All right. Let's move forward, man. Back to these young folks. Mm. I know how much you
mean
love
these
them.
Young folks. You're
these
one
young
of them.
Folks. I'm getting old out here. You see it.
You think because you got on the glasses this week?
No, it's honestly the chin hair that does it. Anyway, young people. So, according to USA Today, there's been a huge wave, and I've seen this myself, and honestly, I don't understand it. It's exactly what they're talking about in this article, honestly, but it's the trend of young people documenting their plastic surgeries on TikTok and social media.
I'm done.
And there's an article going around about why that's a bad thing, which I don't think I need to explain.
You need an
to
article
you.
To
exactly
to say why you should document your plastic surgery on TikTok.
This is something that literally made it all the way to USA Today because a lot of people just don't see how dangerous this really is. And, you know, their whole thing behind
so
it is
what part
that,
is dangerous, you know, the plastic surgery or documenting it on TikTok?
I don't think the documenting's effect. By documenting it.
The effect it has on other people.
And what it's done to society and the younger generation. So studies have been showing that Botox and things of that nature are
I was just about to ask you, what surgery?
So there's, it ranges all the way from breast implants to Botox to facelifts to you name it.
And these are young people.
BBLs, all of that.
Who don't need any of this.
Don't need.
They don't need, I mean, look at you. I mean, if you got some... I'd be like, what are you doing?
And that's what these kids are doing. And I'm talking about even teenagers. But it's because they're seeing their favorite TikTok social media star doing these things.
But
and
they're the thinking that it's,
well, it's all
right. The reason is they should have got one more ass whooped right before they turned about 14.
That is the overlying reason. Okay. That's just
and I know some of y'all disagree with the ass whooping, raising parent thing. I don't care. I'm just saying.
Well, you want to hear how many lack of ass whoopings out there there's really been?
Yeah.
2017, there was 230. This is according to American Society of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgeons. So this is like real statistics.
Real.
Yeah. There were over 230 cosmetic surgeries that were performed on teenagers between the age of 13 and 19.
Oh, hell no. No, 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 no.
And
no,
mind you, that was 5 years ago.
No. Mm-mm. No. No.
That's a lot of bad parenting.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad parenting. You know?
13 to 19.
You're 13, 14, 15, 16, maybe 17.
Yeah.
You're what? No. It's the inability. See, sometimes the only way to love you is to tell you no.
Yeah. That's real love.
Sometimes I have to stop you to save you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
From yourself.
And thinking that you're constantly empowering someone to do stupid stuff is a way to love them or to manifest affection.
Yeah,
is erroneous. It's a lie.
It is.
No. Apart. Mm-hmm. Listen, I know parenting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason the show is called what it's called.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, a part of loving someone is saying I love you enough.
Yeah.
To tell you no. And if you go do it behind my back.
Then there's going to be some consequences.
There's going to be an ass whooping. No, you can't have no plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And my sons would have kept me saying, Pops,
I need to.
We want to get some Botox in my eyes. But boy, you better go in that room and sit down somewhere.
Before I make you look like you had Botox.
You better pull out some Hamlet. What is he to Hecuba? Hecuba to him, then he should weep for Hecuba. That's what you better go read. Botox.
Yeah, man, it's sad.
That really is. That's, yeah. That's actually Hamlet.
It is. I didn't doubt it. Yeah. Oxford.
I didn't go to Oxford. I know. Oxford.
I know.
And I didn't go to Oxford because they can
all
stuff
remember
like
where you went.
Goblin
don't
mode.
Don't fail to let people forget you went to Harvard, you know.
Goblin mode.
Because you in goblin mode.
Is there more to this?
Nah, we're going to end that there because we don't need to promote that any more than it's already being promoted out there.
Now, that's a great thing to say. I'm glad you said that. We are not promoting this. We are not endorsing this.
Yeah.
This is a mistake.
Yeah.
But it's really not the kid's fault. I think you said it. This is bad parenting.
Yeah, you got to love yourself more, and you got to teach kids that they need to love themselves from an early age to the point where by the time they're 13, 14, 15, 16, they should not even be having these thoughts in my eyes. And I say should.
That's another great point. Kids. Mm-hmm. Well, parents need to love their kids more.
Mm-hmm.
But the other great point that I think you just made was, why is a 13, 14, 15-year-old kid see themselves as being so deficient that they would need surgical answers for existential questions.
To achieve something that isn't even, you know, that's the new standard of beauty to them. And it's like, that's not even real.
A BBL, what is that, a Brazilian?
Yeah, Brazilian butt lift. And men get them too.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Scary.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, this is going to be our last one. We're running out of time here, but.
Are we?
Yeah. We've been.
Seems like it's only been like 10 minutes.
Man, because we was talking about booties for like 30 minutes, you know? Okay, USF. Okay, this is Tampa. According to WFLA, a convicted USF medical services accountant claims nearly half of stolen $13 million almost dollars that went to his webcam girlfriend. He literally stole almost $13 million and sent them to his webcam girlfriend. You talk about sexual beings. That's up there.
Lost. What? Who did he steal the money from?
University of South Florida.
He stole the money from the university and sent it to his web girlfriend.
Yes.
What's a web girlfriend?
So, you know, there's webcams, you know, webcam girl.
Oh, yeah.
He literally sent her a variety of expenses, including ones that were upwards of like $6 million. How the hell do you send that much money?
He could have had some real sex in real life. Right?
He could have sexed himself to death for $13 million.
It's $13 million?
That's what I said.
Oh, he could.
How do you spend that much money? Oh, she had to be doing some weird.
No. There's nothing you can do on a screen.
For $13 million.
That's going to warrant me giving you $13
million. It better be an Oscar performance.
Those
are Will Smith numbers we talking about. What do you mean?
No. There's nothing you could do on a damn screen that's going to warrant me sending you. Now, there's some things you could do in person. But no.
So check me out. What's the most dangerous drug in the world?
Sugar.
Love.
No, it's not. Don't do that.
Listen.
I totally disagree.
It claimed that his virtual girlfriend manipulated him.
It's not love.
And she said that she was in love with him, leading him to believe that they were in an actual relationship.
But that's not love. Don't impugn love for what people do in the name of love.
Oh. Step in the name of love.
That's not what you should be singing.
No, it ain't. Look, it's the topic. That was not good, but hey, if the shoe fits.
What is happening today? That was the best moment in the history of this show.
They're going to rewind that back. He said, you should not be singing. I'm like, well, actually.
You were like, you're right. Like, you thought about it. In mid-thought, you were like, oh, God, you're right. What am I doing? See how much I love you? See, that's love, man.
The manipulation of love, though, that's really what it boils down to in every corner we're talking about right now. You know? And
I haven't laughed that hard in about 2 weeks.
You got real tears.
Ooh. I'm gonna need a break after this. I'm gonna need you to do the exit. You know how to do the exit?
I could do the exit. We appreciate you guys for tuning in today. This is Judge Dad Verdicts. Please drop some comments for us. We definitely want to hear your opinions on some of these stories. We will be back soon. It was always a pleasure. I'm your co-host, Rich Morrow. We got the man himself. Judge Dad.
We gotta go, folks. We'll see you next time. Oh Lord.
What an episode.
Oh, Jesus.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.